The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Do you believe you and the organization were on the same page throughout this entire process?
Yeah, bro, what's wrong with you, right? yeah, we're on the same page.
Michael Malone says, pump the brakes. That was a exchange a little bit earlier this offseason, I suppose. But Malone yesterday saying, pump the brakes on the initial expectations for Jamal Murray. Talking about a minute restriction from out of the gate. Yesterday, he's like, you guys expecting Jamal Murray to be playing 35 minutes a game? No, there's going to be minute restrictions. There's going to be load management stuff. This is a conversation because the injury, by the time the season starts, will be over 500 days in the rearview mirror. I know some Nuggets fans a little bit frustrated on the sort of just maybe overly patient, I think is the view of some Nuggets fans. How do you view the handling of Jamal Murray here?
Okay, so this is the Nuggets putting their foot in their mouth earlier this last season when they said, oh no, he's cleared to play, it's all on him, and they put him in a really bad position. So now this is going the opposite direction, right? Pump your brakes, we got a man. Like, this is them because they did such a piss poor job of managing the injury in the first place that they put a lot of undue pressure on Murray. And every guy heals differently. Every guy, like, one thing about coming back from an ACL is you're never ready. You just never are. But there comes a point when you're medically cleared and you've done enough to say, I'm just going to have to play and I'm going to have to make those strides and those adjustments. And I'll take a step forward. I might take two steps back. And the next game that I get to play in, I might take three steps forward and only two steps back.
Sure.
And that's kind of playing through that. But, you know, until you can set your mind and say, I'm just going to go out here and play, and that there's a process to it to where all of a sudden there'll come a day or a game where you just forget that you even were ever injured. And then you're like, okay, now I'm good. But that's a process. And the Nuggets just did, like I said, they did a piss poor job.
They put them in a bad spot.
Really bad spot.
Yep. Probably unintentionally, but maybe an overcorrection here.
That's what I think.
Next in the Morning Brew.
Great collective effort by the guys. A lot of contributions from so many guys, not unlike the last couple days, right? And that's what it takes, you know, to win games. You know, we had Chris out for a couple games. Some of our bench players picked us up. We had a good effort from the bullpen. We bunched some hits together, you know, a couple different innings. We took some walks, some good at-bats. So, again, we played good. I mean, that's the bottom line. We just played well.
That is the bottom line. The Rockies played good baseball, not just yesterday, but this week, Stink. They swept the Padres for the second time in about a month, sweeping San Diego. But that's hard to do just in, you know what? I just put my foot in my own mouth.
Right.
They didn't sweep the Padres.
Right.
They took 3 of 4. They lost the game one by a single run. But you take a step back. This is a team that's now won 6 of their last 8 games. I'm going to ask you the same question on a Friday that I asked you on Monday. I've been with you all week. I asked you on Monday, will at any point the Rockies get to 5 games below .500? They are now 8 games below .500 with a homestand against the Pittsburgh Pirates on deck before the All-Star break.
Whoop-de-doo.
I think, and Pittsburgh is...
Knock it off, sir.
I think Pittsburgh's a bad team, but I think they've had some issues with the Pirates in the past. For whatever reason, they've got confidence when they play the San Diego Padres, and they played them very well. I'm still going to say no.
Okay.
I'm going to say they're only 8 games down. They sweep the Padres, they'd be at 500, right?
No. You say if they sweep the Padres?
It'd be 5 games. They would get to your... If they sweep the Padres, they get to your 5 games.
Yes.
Wow, this gets exciting now.
It gets really exciting, right? Doesn't it?
It's amazing how exciting you can get about a below mediocre team when you just have a few dollars on the over.
That's right.
You're right. All it takes is
a few
bucks. I
just need you to win 69 games. That's all.
Yeah. Just a few bucks on the over and I'm in.
That's all.
I am in.
Next in the Morning Brew.
Probably as high a score as I could have shot. Yeah. Didn't get off to a great start. Had a good tee shot down one and right in the middle of a first divot. And hit a good shot and wind gust hit it and then ended up in a burn and started off with a dub. So I think I had maybe 4 or 5 3 putts today. Just wasn't very good on the greens and every putt I left short. So I struggled with hitting the putts hard enough. They looked faster than what they were putting and I struggled with it.
Speaking of gamblers, a lot of, you know, sports wagers on Tiger Woods, 65-1, 80-1, some places was 100-1. Tiger carded a 6-over yesterday. After 18 holes, he was 14 shots behind the leader. So the thoughts of like a miracle or a storybook just not taking shape.
See you later.
No. And you know, that's going to be one of those things, too, depending upon how that leg heals. You know, he may get better. Like, he won't get better over the course of a tournament. I'm saying in a year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's going to take some time.
Yeah.
But when you have those kind of injuries, it's not just putting a day together. It's putting back to back to back to back and your practice rounds together. It's 6 days and travel and everything else. That's a tall task, especially when you consider, man, the guy almost lost his leg.
He literally almost lost his leg. Yeah. We should probably take a step back. It's still just impressive that he's out there.
Correct.
Will he ever... Let me ask you this. Will he ever win a major again?
If I had to put money on it, amount of money that mattered to me, I would say no.
Yeah.
I just think it's too hard to put all those days on a tough course against that competition, all those days together.
And the sport's getting better. Like, the guy who's leading the Open is a rookie.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's, well, we'll continue to track it, hoping the best for Tiger.